You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Association of SWAT Personnel names the 2025 SWAT Team of the Year this week. It was awarded to our local SWAT team, which includes tactical teams from the Portage, Marathon, and Wapaka County Sheriff's Offices and the Stevens Point and Plover Police Departments. They received this award for their response to an armed and barricaded subject in the village of Amherst in July of 2024. A traffic stop attempt turned into a chase that later ended in a 26-hour standoff in Amherst. The subject refused to surrender and fired at law enforcement. The standoff ended when the subject was found in the attic, deceased. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall yesterday to talk to Wisconsinites. She addressed the recent mass firings, slashing of budgets, and funding freezes ordered by the Trump administration.
A lot of what we've seen so far, in my opinion, and I am a lawyer, so my legal opinion, has been unconstitutional or illegal.
These actions have affected Head Start programs, fire departments, dairy farmers, and medical research on Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer, to name a few. The mass firings have affected tens of thousands of people.
And so while we all support efficiency and going after waste and fraud, this is of a different character altogether.
The Senate is currently working to pass a spending bill to continue funding the government temporarily. The deadline is 11:59 p.m. tonight. There's a new camping option in Wood County, which will open for the season in late May. The newly designated Wood County Sarah Park will be open beginning on Friday, May 23rd. You can already make your reservations on the Wood County Parks website or by calling 715-421-8422. The League of Women Voters, based in Winnebago County, shared their recommendation regarding a referendum on the April 1st ballot. Lisa Hale has more.
At a candidates' forum for races in Oshkosh, the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County announced its stance against a constitutional amendment referendum. Marjorie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
Like the referendum questions presented last year, this again seeks to disenfranchise voters by placing voting limits into the state constitution instead of allowing bipartisan discussions to pass policies, although Wisconsin's photo ID law is among the most restrictive in the nation already. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin urges voters to vote no to this question.
The constitutional referendum is on the April 1st ballot. Early voting begins Tuesday, March 18th.
A bill with new laws to crack down on violent crime and child traffickers passed the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. Representative Scott Krug and the Republican majority passed public safety legislation with the intent to protect children, keep violent reoffenders in jail, and keep communities safe. The new laws include the K-9 Riggs Act, which increases penalty for causing bodily harm or killing police dogs. The parental notification if child is victim of alleged sexual misconduct at school law requires parents to be notified if their child is a victim of sexual misconduct by a school employee. Life sentence for child trafficking legislation increases the penalty allowing for a life sentence. And revoking parole for committing a crime applies to individuals granted parole, probation, or extended supervision. A judge would now be able to revoke those privileges if they commit a new crime. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James. But Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126-106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball. The Badgers take on UCLA. UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come-from-behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. Kelly Clarkson was absent from her own talk show for almost a week, causing fear in her fans that something might be wrong with her. Co-hosts filled in so that a TV-watching crisis was averted. Reps for the Kelly Clarkson show said that Clarkson was dealing with a personal matter that had nothing to do with her, which makes absolutely no sense. Kelly's fans flooded social media, taking time out of their extremely busy days to demand to know what was going on, until one social media user finally set things straight, saying, "Hey y'all need to understand this. Kelly does not owe y'all an explanation for her absence. Y'all can just stop." Does anyone else feel less intelligent now than when I started reading this? Do you think they'll tease the heck out of Kelly's return? I see a ratings bonanza for Kelly right around the corner, y'all. Big news from The Masked Singer, as the identity of the singer in the Space Ranger costume was revealed. Who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers, even an isolated thundershower possible today. Otherwise, it'll be breezy and mild. Our high right around 70 with wind out of the southeast 15 to 25. Scattered thunderstorms and rain tonight. We'll see rain tomorrow, and then a little snow will chime in at the end late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.